He's live from his mother's basement in Los Angeles, our 400-pound celebrity insider and entertainment lawyer. It's NT Lawyer on Katie and Ed.
NT, you are on the air.
Am I caller 13A?
A.
Is that what you think Canadians sound like?
Hey, bud.
You do sound like that, eh?
Why don't you just give her call in the radio station?
Yeah. You know what Americans sound like. Let's go up on the roof. It's a roof. It's a roof.
Get on the roof, man.
I say roof. The roof is on fire.
Okay.
The roof is on fire. Let me go get my shotgun and shoot the fire.
We don't have time for this. We have a contest on the go. We're trying to give people money. We got to get to the meat and potatoes. And first I want to ask, because there was something with Britney, right? Everyone's talking about Britney still. And there was some kind of motion, right, that went down in court this week. Can you tell us what happened?
Oh, I am not exactly sure what Britney's attorney is doing. I think about it. It's a lot of times I think about what he does, you know, obviously from a legal perspective rather than just, you know, gossip or news and stuff like that. We're going to not talk until after the hearing, essentially. So it's the 29th. We have a documentary comes out the 28th, which Netflix, by the way, move the crap out of to get it up to the day before the hearing.
Wow.
But here's what I worry about. In this motion and what he's talking about, he essentially says, okay, Britney doesn't want any kind of medical evaluation. And let's just remove the conservatorship. However, she would like the conservatorship of the estate to remain. I'm not sure how he is going to go to Judge Penny and say, what we'd like to do is she's perfectly capable of taking care of herself. Look, you let her hire her own attorney and all this kind of stuff. She doesn't need a medical evaluation. She doesn't need any of that. But we'd really like the conservatorship of the estate to continue. And the judge is going to say, okay, wait, you want to have the conservatorship end, but at the same time, you still want the conservatorship to continue, at least as far as the estate. Is she capable or not? It's a very strange argument because he wants the conservatorship to end, but at the same time, he's advocating for the conservatorship estate to continue.
Right.
And at some point, they will ask for it to be removed. And then I go back to, of course, the last time that he found somebody to appoint a conservatorship of the state, and then that person obviously had to withdraw their name because they were trying to steal money from their mom. So,
what? Okay.
The whole point about, hey, we really don't want Britney to have an exam. Why? Why? Why don't you want her to go? Do you think every single doctor is corrupt and is going to say, hey, she needs to be in a conservatorship? Is that your point with all of this? I also worry about the fact that they said, yeah, well, they're working on a prenup for Sam and Britney. Sam is an individual that... a lot of things. Gold digger would be the first word to come to mind.
Really?
And you know what? While we're on the topic of money really quick, we got to interrupt you because we have to give $1,000 to somebody right now. So just hold on.
That's not how it works, Enty.
Just wait. Okay, Enty lawyer, what were you saying about the prenup and the gold digger? You're calling Sam a gold digger? That's Britney's fiance.
Yeah, I think that Sam is pretty much a gold digger. They're going to do a prenup and stuff. I would really like this prenup to include, if something happens to Britney, tragic. Because I'm not convinced, the way that the attorney, look, you should advocate for your clients.
Yeah.
And I personally have come on here and said, I think that Britney needs somebody to manage her money.
Right.
But I said a business manager. I didn't say that she still needs the conservatorship of the estate. I just said that she needs a business manager and that she needs to really agree to it.
Yeah.
How come the attorney's not saying she just needs a business manager? How come he's saying that the conservatorship of the estate? Because he is obviously worried about something that he has encountered.
Right.
Okay. Why isn't she fully able to take care of her money with a business manager? Why do you still need a conservator of the estate? That makes no sense to me whatsoever. So on the 29th, there's probably the judge is going to I've been in front of Judge Penny so many times. I can just see her saying, this makes no sense to me. You want to have, you know, all the conservatorship removed, but you don't. So do I need to keep the conservatorship with the person? Do I need to have a medical evaluation? Why are you saying she wants it removed of the person, but not of the estate? It's a very confusing situation, and I don't understand his pleading. I don't understand how he's going to argue. Is it just that Brittany is perfectly fine with having a conservatorship of the estate as long as dad is gone?
Right.
You know, is that what she's thinking? Because, okay, if dad's gone, then I'm willing to do anything. Well, if dad's gone, are you willing to have Jody be the conservator or the person? So
when you talk about how they have to be really careful about when it comes to money stuff and like prenup and the estate, are you saying that like someone wouldn't necessarily take her out, but someone that is married to her may just neglect her enough so that she goes off the rails to the point where they inherit money?
Yeah, I mean, I think that what will happen is that, okay, Sam knows if he's around her all the time that perhaps she doesn't take her medicine.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That perhaps she has episodes. Perhaps he knows that why Jody wanted to have a 51-50 hold on her put on in June.
Yeah.
And he goes, you know, if I don't do anything for her, if I don't help her, she might end up dead. And regardless of the prenup, I'm going to get, you know, tens of millions of dollars because she dies rather than us getting divorced. And
Right. So they need to make sure that's the kids are entitled to all that.
Well, I mean, California law, if there's not like a will, California law protects the children. But there are things that she could write a will that says things like, even though I know I have children, I'm omitting them from the will.
Right.
And then it would all go to Sam.
God.
So, wow.
I don't trust anybody.
So maybe that's the reason that Rosengar wants it, because he said that the conservatorship of the estate is going to have to approve the prenup. So, I think about that, and okay, well, if the conservatorship of the estate is going to have to approve the prenup, he doesn't seem to indicate that anywhere that this conservatorship of the estate will be withdrawn anytime soon. That's why I really worry what the judge is going to say, because, okay, you want it removed, but you don't. She's capable of taking care of herself, but she's not capable of taking care of her money, but you don't want me to have any kind of independent medical evaluation of her health. It doesn't make any sense.
Wait, speaking of, we got to take care of some money really quick. It's a little bit less than we're talking about, but it's still money nonetheless.
Significant.
Yeah. Hold on one second.
I could use the 670 US.
Shut up.
Enty.
We're on with our celebrity insider, Enty Lawyer, and what you are known for the most is your blinds, your celebrity blinds. What are you going to hit us with today?
Okay. I got to say, I'm just going to throw this right at you. There is a band that used to be A-plus list, maybe A-list, decided on the little reunion that everybody's talking about. I don't think they're actually going to tour Canada, and be grateful, Canada, because honest to God, you probably wouldn't see them, or if you did see them, they would show up 8 hours late. They had a first show this week, and then they're not going to have one for, I think, a couple of months, but they had a little practice show this week. It was a war. It was a full-on war, and the band still hates each other as much as they did a couple of decades ago. And if you are in the U.S. and listening to this, if you're in one of the first couple cities, go see the show. Pay your $700 a ticket.
But $700!
Oh. They got tickets that are $1,390.
What?
The least expensive, I think, are $179 or something like that.
I mean, I would still pay. I want to see the reunion tour if it's who I think it is.
Go see them in the first couple cities, because I swear to you, I don't think they're going to make it through the whole 15 or 20 days.
Amazing.
Wow. Okay.
Enty Lawyer, we love and appreciate you. Thank you, as always, for talking to us. And I guess we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for talking to me, eh?
Bye. Hey, hey, go up on the roof, roof and have a smoke. Okay, bye.
Yeah, go get her.
Okay.
Go get her.
Some smoked meats and beaver tails.
Oh, bye. Jesus.